The tension inside our office grew tensioner and tensionist. All right, Drover, tell me more. When and where did you observe this thing?
Well, let me think here. I was sitting in the middle of some tracks.
Ah, tracks. Now we're cooking. Describe them. Were they coyote tracks, dog tracks, cat tracks? What kind of tracks? This could be crucial.
Well, let's see. They weren't coyote tracks, I'm pretty sure, because there were two of them, and they were made out of steel.
I stopped pacing and studied the runt with narrowed eyes. Let me rephrase that. With narrowed eyes, I studied the runt. Tracks made of steel? Two steel tracks running parallel and side by side?
Yeah, but how'd you know that?
I gave him a smirk. I know, Drover, because you've just blown this case wide open. Don't you get it?
Well,
wheels, whistle, choo-choo, two tracks made of steel running side by side, it all adds up to one thing. What you saw, Drover, was a train. Before, we had no hard proof. Now we have it. The tracks.
I'll be darned.
And now we must rush to the next question. Where did you see this train? Here on the ranch?
Well, I... Let me think here.
Hurry up. We don't have a moment to spare.
You know... I think maybe I was asleep.
I stopped pacing and froze. Asleep? What does that have to do with the train? If you were asleep, how could you have observed the train?
That's what I mean. Now that I think about it, I think I just dreamed it.
The air hissed out of my lungs, and my whole body went limp. Dreamed it? Are you saying... I marched over to him and stuck my nose in his face. Drover, minutes ago, I woke you up with my train horn application. Is it possible that your tiny brain took that sound and transformed it into a bogus report about an enemy train steaming through the middle of ranch headquarters? He gave me a silly grin.
You know, I bet that's what happened. Kind of weird, isn't it?
There was a long, throbbing moment of silence as I searched the vast sweep of my mind for the proper words to describe. Drover, word of this conversation must never leak out to the world at large. We have just spent the past 5 minutes discussing utter nonsense. I don't think the general public would understand.
No, they'd probably think we're just, well, a couple of dumb dogs.
Exactly. I gave him a pat on the shoulder. And to avoid any misunderstandings, we're going to seal this file. No one will ever know.
Oh, good, cuz.
Now hush and get out of bed. We have a very important matter to discuss.